Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 22nd to the 25th of April, 2024. Hello, how are you? I hope you are all well. I mean, you look all right. You know, you're looking good. You're looking good. You keep up that diet. It's working well for you. Hi, Ree. How are you this week? You all right?
I'm good, thanks, Rob. How are you?
Not bad, not bad. I, this week, okay, talking of diets, because that's a link and a half, I'm such a professional. I got myself a personal trainer at the gym.
You had to dash off after the recording last week, didn't you?
I had an appointment at the gym. It's all right, yeah, I ached. I ached like a bitch afterwards, I tell you, because he puts me...
I thought you meant the phrase, like, I ate that workout.
Yeah, I ate it too. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I just eat anything. That's why I had to go to the gym. But honestly, some of the equipment they put you in, what I realised was that I don't know how to use a gym. Like, I'll occasionally go in there and just sort of, like, you know, pick up a weight and be like, yeah, cool.
Yeah, that is, and then that go is the thing, though, going to the gym. You need to learn how to use everything.
Exactly. So he's taught me how to use some of the equipment.
I've also been at the gym.
Have you?
And on Sunday, I did a women's weightlifting workshop.
Right.
Followed
you have to lift
by
women
a
up.
Circuits class. No, it was just women lifting weights. I don't know why it's so specific, but anyway.
Okay.
So I did some deadlifts for the first time ever in my life.
Right.
And then I did a circuits class for 30 minutes. And then I couldn't walk for 3 days. Mm. So that
it
was
does that,
fun.
Doesn't it? It does yeah. that. The next day you wake up as if you've been hit by a truck.
Oh, literally 3 days, my thighs were on fire.
Anybody
I've
who
never
says
had that before like that.
That
like,
exercise.
To that extent.
Anyone that says that exercise doesn't kill you, it's not far off, in all fairness. It's
yeah,
not
but you
far
feel
off.
Good after, don't you? Once you've
you
got them
do.
Endorphins going.
The serotonin and the endorphins and all that kind of thing. It's sort of like, where has this been all my life? So, yes.
And you're like, yeah, good. I'm skinny now. I did a workout. And
I
then
know.
You get home and you're like, but now I need to eat all of the food.
Yeah. Now I need to have a takeaway. talking of running and doing all that sort of exercise, I tell you what.
We're good at this,
The marathon, eh? I mean, fair. I mean, I get all excited about going to the gym for half an hour. You couldn't catch me doing a marathon. 26 and a half miles. No, thank you.
Do you know I felt inspired after watching him do marathon. I wanted to do it. And then I was like, I've got a bad knee, actually.
I didn't feel inspired to run the marathon. Fair play to them for doing it. They have got more
really
discipline.
Well done.
More self-discipline in their little fingers than I have in my entire body to do the London Marathon. I don't know how anyone does the London Marathon, especially in some of the ridiculous outfits that they wear. That makes it 10 times harder.
Yeah, I don't get why some people do, but hey, you know, that's
what
what
I would
they've chosen
do,
to...
I imagine what I would do is I would hire the biggest costume ever. Just say I'm doing it for this amazing charity. I just hang around till I was in last place, wait till the person in front of me had gone around the corner and then order a taxi to the end. That's probably what I'd do.
Yeah, I'm sure there's no one there watching for people doing that, Rob.
I'd hide behind a tree or something, like, can you meet me at this tree?
Oh, yeah. That'll
and then,
it.
Yeah. I think that would be all right. So, yes, the London Marathon happened this week. All sorts of live inserts and all that sort of thing. Very, very cleverly kind of put together. That was interesting. And then... all sorts of other stuff was kicking off. We have a fake pregnancy. We have an affair beginning. We have an exit that I'm sad about.
It's been quite a big week
It's been one of those weeks where you sort of just feel like, oh, okay, it was a week. But then stuff was happening at the same time where you sort of think, oh, actually, though, that is going to have an impact. So let's get on with talking about it. What is the name of this podcast, Ree?
Albert Square After Dark.
Right, ladies and gents, let's start off with chatting about the marathon and then what we discover about Nadine later in the week.
Wrong theme tune. Oh!
It's a running thing, isn't it? It's still a running thing. Yeah, I'm learning this sort of thing now at the gym.
Is that what you've learned?
Exercise songs, you know, all sorts of, yes, all that sort of thing. Chariots of Fire and all that malarkey. So let's talk about the London Marathon. I mean, I liked it. I liked all the editing that they did. They uploaded it late because of the fact that they needed to edit the episode, because normally the early uploads go up at 6 a.m. every morning. But this time around, because they had to insert all these kind of extra scenes from the marathon that was filmed the previous day, the upload didn't happen till 1 p.m. And I thought it was really impressive the way that they managed to film it, because obviously Jamie and Emma were running the marathon for real. So they sort of had to sort of like meet a couple of members of the cast along the way, and they had to film that and sort of pretend that bit was in character. I tell you this for nothing. If I was running the London Marathon, you would have had to have, I don't know how you would have got me in character doing anything. Like, I know it wasn't exactly sort of like a heavy scene or anything, and they were just sort of doing, oh yeah, keep going, yeah. But essentially, they were in character. I wouldn't have been able to speak. I wouldn't have been able to breathe. I would have been a mess on the floor, and that would have got out on 7:30 on a Monday, and I'd have been embarrassed and had to have quit and then had to have left the country. That's what would have happened.
I think that probably helped push them, though. That would have surely given them a bit of motivation, I think, thinking, yeah, I'm at work as well, so I've got no choice but to get this done.
The
but
only people being paid to do the London Marathon, possibly? That's not a bad incentive.
Possibly. I thought the ending though that they did really well, because I saw there were a guy in the background and you could see you were like, oh my god, like I can't walk.
That'd have been me.
I'm like, honey and Jamie and Emma. Well, the two of them.
Yes.
You know, when they got the medals put on him.
Yeah.
I just thought they did so well to like not just totally collapse there, and then they're like, no, we've still gotta walk. We've still gotta say things, still gotta do things.
Mad, absolutely amazing. Fair play to him. Absolutely fair play to him. Amazing.
Do you know what, Rob? I can't believe I'm saying this, but I actually got tears in my eyes. You know, when they stopped and hugged the cast halfway through.
Yeah.
I could just feel it from Emma.
What's happened to you, Rob? Ever since you've had a kid, you turn into this really emotional woman.
Yeah, it does. I know.
Almost, but, you know, that's me now.
But I think I felt empathy. You see, yes. Rob, it was empathy, and I could just see that she will. It meant a lot to her when she was hugging him, and I was like,
"Yeah,
they've done really well, actually."
So, I mean, it's amazing.
That's a big deal.
It is. It's quite inspiring. I just know that I couldn't do it. You know, I'll sit in a
this time next year for Albert Square After Dark. Right? Do you know what we're gonna do?
What?
We're going to watch the London Marathon.
We're going to watch the London Marathon. Yes, we are. With a big bowl of crisps. And a stuffed crust pizza. Excellent.
No, fair play to them. No pizza. Sorry, go on, yeah.
So all of the stuff was sort of going on, because Billy was got the idea of proposing to Honey. And what better place? Now, would you want to be proposed to after you were just run a marathon? You were a big old sweaty mess. And you were sort of panting
really
and couldn't get your breath.
Yeah.
It's not the most romantic place to... I mean, is it? I mean, I get his thinking. You've just done something incredible.
I think it's more the achievement afterwards.
You're on top of the world, and your reward is me proposing to you.
Wouldn't it be a bit... Is it stealing a thunder a bit there? Like, can I just concentrate on celebrating that I've run the marathon? Do you have to come and prepare? Yeah.
Well, she
didn't seem to mind, did she? She was on the same page.
In fact, she proposed to him in the end.
So it worked out quite well, really.
Billy had a whole drama over the ring in a very typical Billy Mitchell type fashion.
Yeah, we're a bit, but okay.
I didn't mind that so much. I thought
we've not had something daft like that for a while. That was what it was, wasn't it?
It was just sort of daft fluff with Billy in the ring, wasn't it? And meeting a kleptomaniac disguised as an ostrich. You know, only at the London Marathon. You know, that's fine.
That is true, actually.
Yes, only at the London Marathon. But in the end, Honey ends up proposing to him.
Mm.
And the whole thing is captured on TV. So everybody sees it later on in the week. And what we got on Monday, that very golden, rare thing, a happy duff duff. Don't get many of them.
Oh, yeah, we did that happy duff
duff. An actual happy duff duff. Is it like a different show?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
As a result
of that.
You know
what? They do so well. Like, all of the drama and stuff we had last week, and then we got an happy duff duff on Monday. Who would have thought that?
How do you do that? If you list the last two duff duffs, you'd go from Yolandi sitting on the stairs, crying her eyes out because she's just been sexually assaulted, to the next duff duff being everybody gathered quite happily in the pub celebrating Honey and Billy getting them engaged and running the London Marathon. It's a diverse show. It's a layered
show.
That's life, isn't it, Rob? That's life. So Honey and Billy will be getting married soon. Yeah. Now then, anything that sort of happens now in the next year, like sort of big life events, such as Sonia and Reese announcing their pregnancy, you sort of got to think, right, anniversary coming up. So is anything like that? Is any of this going to be related to that? Are we going to have a wedding on the anniversary? Are we going to have a birth on the anniversary? Probably both, let's be fair.
I've seen a lot of people speculating that to do with Sonia and the dates and how it'll work out, yeah.
It would make sense for Sonya to be sort of fairly heavily involved in the anniversary because she's quite a legacy
That's
character.
true.
She's been
Yes.
there a long. She's been there a long time. So that and for her to be giving birth on the 40th anniversary, there's some sense to that, I think. I bet you it's called Dorothy. I bet you the kid's called Dorothy.
Of course, if they're a girl.
£100, I bet. £40 for the 40th anniversary. I bet you it's called Dorothy.
Yeah, but I agree, so you can't bet me.
Oh, okay.
Because I
I bet
totally
you.
agree.
I bet you, listener, £40. You can throw it on the buy me a coffee money. How about that? So all of that's delightful and very, very happy. Meanwhile, last week we discovered that Nadine was back and that she was, in inverted commas, a pregnant. And I think you will find, Ree, that I did hypothesize.
Here we go. Can't
I
wait for
did
this.
Hypothesize. Oh, sorry.
I did
do you want,
hypothesize.
Sorry, were you finished bragging about your, oh, I worked out Bobby was the killer of Lucy last week. So let's just...
It's only been 10 years. Come on,
it's only been
Rob.
10 years. I did kind of hypothesize that maybe she's not actually pregnant. Is that maybe something that we should be considering? And it turns out, but even though I thought that, it was still I still gasped when it was revealed. I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting it to be such a blatant lie, I think, was my surprise. Like, that's a blatant lie. Like, she's got padding under her. Like, I thought, at the very least, this pregnancy isn't legit. At the very least, she is pregnant, but it's by somebody else and she
it's
knows
not
that.
Jay's.
Or something is going on. But for her to just essentially just have a cushion underneath her dress and that's the baby, like, that's blatant, brazen. I'll give it that.
Yeah. And, well, I actually started clicking when she gave him the scan picture and all that.
Yes,
your name?
So did I.
Where's your name?
I was like, stuff
where's
going
your name?
on here.
There's no,
That
there's
was all
no
a bit
date.
too
There's no
convenient.
name.
Yeah.
But so a lot of people are speculating online still that this is to do with Emma.
Emma, yeah.
And I've got an issue with this. I don't think it's anything to do with Emma.
Go on.
Because Emma was pretty well off, weren't she? Like, she made...
Yeah, she weren't bad. Yeah.
So why would she be asking Nadine to get money out of Jay?
Yeah, no. Why?
Because obviously if it is Emma, she knows that it's to do with Jay. My only other theory, right? And correct me if I'm wrong, and if I sound awful for saying this, I'll get cancelled.
Send your applications to be my co-host at albertsquareafterdark@gmail.com. Yeah,
how Nadine dresses and presents herself doesn't match her character.
Oh, right, okay. What do you mean?
Yeah, so I'm like, how do I word this without... It just doesn't seem her. Her character does not seem like somebody who'd maybe dress in that way. Not that I'm saying there's anything wrong with dressing like that. I'm just saying, to me, I'm wondering if it's all been an act with her and she was deliberately dressing like Lola from the start. Because to me, how she dresses does not match how she is as a person. But I could be wrong because we don't really know her, do we?
No, not really. I mean,
but do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Kind of, but then at the same time, so you're implying that ever since the day we met her, she's been up to something.
Yeah.
Right. Well, then I don't know, because Jay kind of saw her across the square. So what, you reckon she's been plotting this right from the start?
I wonder. I'm only wondering because I don't think how she dresses matches a character. Otherwise, I wouldn't suspect it.
The character
but to me,
we've been
it's
given
almost
is
too
what,
Lola.
But the character we've been given is all we've been given for her.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying. I don't know, because I don't know what else it could be. I don't know
Well,
why else
my
she's
question is,
doing it all.
well, my question is, who is she on the phone to? That seems to be a common question that
who
we
does
have
she
at the
owe
moment.
money to?
Mysterious, we've got another mysterious person on the other end of the phone. And I wonder whether actually, I don't know whether that's going to be a twist or whether that's relevant or something, or, you know, like whether it even matters who she's on the phone to, and all we need to know is that she needs money, so she's using Jay to get it, or whether that
But
person
like
will
I said
reveal
last
themselves.
week, when you first speculated about this last week, I said, why would she go to Jay for money out of all her clients? Surely she's got clients who are more well off than Jay that she could try and do this to.
So
I don't
Jay?
Understand why it's Jay that she's chosen, This is the bit I don't understand.
I don't know, and I'm sort of confused with Nadine at the minute, because at one side she looks like she's feeling incredibly guilty for doing all of this, and then on the other side there's a little bit of sort of your classic camp soap bitch about her, you know, like where she looks
This
like
is it,
she's like,
we just
and this
don't know her enough, do we, to be able
no
to suss out what's
and
going on?
this
I think that's where the confusion is.
this new feud that she's got with Lexi looks to be entertaining.
Yeah, very, very entertaining.
Because Lexi sees Nadine pouring vodka into her drink, and Lexi, being the precocious little brat that she is, immediately jumps on that and like tells Jay that she's a liar. And Nadine is sort of left floundering, like, right, my only option is to storm out here and look all upset. That's all I can do right now.
And then denial.
And then denial knowledge. But Lexi isn't fooled. So they have that nice sort of moment right at the end where they sort of glared at each other behind Jay's back. So that's going to be interesting. I sort of feel like this is one of these plans that's very quickly going to fall apart. Like, if you've already got an 11-year-old like sussing you out, then you ain't going to be lasting long with a plan like this.
And honey, saying, you, what kind of breast pump are you going to use? And
we'll go breast
all
pump
the
shopping.
Best questions.
We'll go breast pump shopping.
It's a big thing to figure out.
Do you remember me when you were pregnant, telling you all about breast milk cookies and all that kind of thing?
Oh God, you did.
I did my research. Good friend I am.
You actually helped me weirdly.
I could not believe that things like breast milk cookies
existed.
I
can't believe you were educating me on it. Yeah,
and all that. And the only problem with that is that I wanted to try them because they're cookies, and I don't know what happens to a man if they have breast milk and
nothing
cookies.
Nothing,
you know what I think?
Happen. No. And they're not worth it, mate. Just have a normal cookie.
Have
they taste way better.
Just have a Maryland. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Right. So. So I mean, I think this is just, and I'm quite liking this though, because I think Nadine is I like the cut of Nadine's jib. I think she's sort of like, she's got this kind of classical sort of soapiness about her, and the fact that she's played by an actress with a fabulous name, and I like it. I do like it, but I'm sort of curious as to how this falls apart and how much longer she's going to be able to
have the baby.
Exactly. So she hasn't got long, surely. And how much money is she going to be able to get out of Jay in that time?
This is what I don't get. And he's not exactly minted, is he?
No.
Which, and he's again, already just buying things rather than giving it money.
Exactly, yeah. Which again brings us right back to the question, why Jay? So it feels like there must be something else going on. It can't just be because that's the character that lives in Albert Square that we need to focus on. There must be something else going on.
Yeah. We just don't know, do we? Because we don't know her character. Unless she's... I actually just don't know. She's being blackmailed by a previous client. He was saying they're going to report her because obviously
maybe.
She's still doing a law degree, isn't she? Something like that.
We don't know
because we don't know her, do we?
No. Interesting. I mean, throw your theories in the comment section. I do know a little spoiler for next week that's kind of semi-interesting. Spoiler siren.
Hey, spoilers. Go on.
Well, we are seeing Billy's dad again next week.
Oh, I've seen that spoiler.
Oh, well,
yes,
okay.
We are.
Yes. So chances are, Ray, I've seen what you see with spoilers, you know. But yeah, so that's going to be interesting. Because I'll be honest with you, I thought they'd completely forgotten about that storyline.
Is she linked with him somehow?
Maybe.
Is
he on the other end of the phone and he's trying to get in with the family?
Because weren't she on the phone as well saying, I'm meeting the family now? I'm sure she said that at one point.
Yeah, she did. Watch this space, I think. Right, ladies and gents, let's move on to the next story. On to Dean and Jade now. So we know Jade's gone. Is that Dean gone as well now, do we think? Is this two exits in one?
Are they both gone forever?
Are they both gone
why
now?
Why have Jade at all?
Well, she's there a few moments. No, I understand why Jade was around. I really enjoyed
Jade. I know, so do I, but
and
it's
it gave
more
Dean,
than
it
leaving
gave Dean,
that I don't...
I am sad that Jade's gone. I really am, because I liked her a lot and I thought Elizabeth Green was great. She should have stuck around, because right at the end of the week, we got a little bit of a free show between her and Nugget, which I think I would have quite enjoyed, because we've had absolutely sod all in terms of Nugget's interests, if you know what I mean, or anything like that. So it was giving Nugget a little bit of texture. So that would have been nice to sort of kind of keep that going. I am kind of quite gutted that if this is the end of Jade, I feel like we should see her again at some point.
I feel like it's not the end. But then how would she come back? Right, so there's only a couple of ways, really. With Shabnam. Or Shirley, somehow.
Yes.
And I think if Shirley was going to come back anytime soon, she would have been back.
Yeah, I mean, we've
like,
missed...
Now would have been the time,
like,
wouldn't it?
I feel like we've missed the window for Shirley to come back.
It would have been, Shirley's coming back, so Jade doesn't have to go to Shabnam's,
unless,
Dean
makes a phone call, and the way Shirley comes back is for her to sort of come in and disrupt the six up a little bit, and Shirley makes it her sort of prime, her prime focus is to find out the truth about what happened because she believes that Dean didn't kill Keanu.
But would she believe it? Because we're just taking Dean's word about that Shirley suddenly don't believe that he's a rapist when she like saw him try to do it to Roxy.
Yeah, which I don't buy at all. So
no, I don't.
Yeah, I feel like we've missed the window for Shirley to return at this point, to be honest.
Yeah, I feel like that as well. Yeah.
Watch this space. But yeah, I am gutted that Jade's gone. Hopefully we're wrong. As for Dean, is this the end for Dean? I feel like something about that last shot tells me that that was the exit. And yet it feels like, I don't know whether he would just take this lying down because he knows that Linda's set him up.
Who else is going to go visit Dean?
Nobody.
There's literally no one on Square who's going to go visit him. There's no
who else
reason
would?
For
no one cares. No.
To see him again, is there?
No, that's true. So I think that's Dean's exit now as well.
Yeah, there is literally no one who would go see, maybe Gina, but even then that'd be, you know.
I think she would.
I don't think she would.
I don't think she would now. She's had that moment of madness. And it was madness.
Just
Gina,
in time for
on.
The Christmas storyline.
Yes.
And then,
But then sort of like, oh, Christ. Where does my mind go at Christmas? What came over me at Christmas? So this week is sort of all about Jade discovering the truth about Dean and sort of working out who he is and sort of working out what he's about and what he did to her and discovering that he's not as great a dad as she thought he was. So Dean basically sends her a visiting request order thingy, and Jean takes her to see him in prison.
Not before everyone were trying to put Jade off, which
not even
actually
understand
it. Oh no, and I think the opposite. I think that they should have just respected what she wanted to do, and she was making it very clear that she wanted to go and see him.
Yeah.
She needed some kind of closure for herself before she left.
So
I don't think the adults should have pushed it. I understand in a way that they were trying to protect her, but I feel a lot of it came actually from Stacey trying to be like, oh, you don't want to go and see Dean because like I've set him up for murder.
Oh, well, yeah, exactly. I think that was a key part of it. But then I think the other side of things was, I understand. I can understand why you would turn around to Jade. Like, no, don't go and see him. You know, he's just because the other characters know what he's about, and it's sort of like the only reason he is going to want to see you is in order to manipulate you further. So
yeah,
in order
but I
to
still
just...
think it would. I still think Jade needed that closure, and it.
She
she's
did
an
need
old
that closure.
She's old enough and mature enough to make that kind of decision. I think
she did need that closure, but I think I completely and utterly understand their protection of her and trying to think. I don't see what good can come out of it, because even if you do get that closure, you're just going to be upset because that will be you realising that your dad tried to tamper with your medication. So
at least she wouldn't always be wondering there. But anyway,
tricky.
She went in the end.
But anyway, she went and did get that closure in spectacular style. Because I think that she'd sort... I think actually what the way it transpired was I think that she'd sort of made her mind up. And it was her manipulating him in the end and sort of just kind of killing him with kindness until she got the confession out of him that she wanted.
I think she didn't realise it until she heard how Dean was speaking to Jean, and then I think something clicked her and she went, oh, you're not a very nice person, are you? I'm seeing it now. Yeah. What did he call her? A daft old woman or something?
A mad old woman. Yeah.
Mad old woman, yeah. And then I think something clicked with Jade and she was like, oh, I see it now. Yeah, you're a bad person. Mm. So how did she end it, Rod?
Spat in his face. Yeah, that's a bit gross. But, I mean, spitting at a rapist. I mean, if you're going to spit at anybody, you spit at a rapist, I suppose, but still gross.
I just didn't feel that that would be something that Jade would necessarily do, like that.
It felt
a bit, oh.
It was a bit
great.
It was a bit. It was a bit.
Words.
Yeah, I will just slapped him or something. That's more the way to deal with it, isn't it? But yeah, spitting at him was a bit gross. But I suppose the thing there was like you're a rapist and you are the lowest of the low, so that's what you get. I think that's sort of what they were trying to say with that. But
you know what?
Bit...
Maybe she's been hanging around with Avani for too long.
And that's it.
I think Avani would do something like that.
Avani would have done that for sure. Yeah, absolutely. So. They have that moment and Dean's sort of left with now absolutely nothing. And then the final shot of Dean in the week is sort of, this is why I think it was an exit, because it was kind of like that sort of like he looks up sadly at the camera and then the prison door gets shut and then that feel like that's the end of Dean, which...
I was going to say, I was expecting it to be someone we knew walking down corridor at first. So I was like, oh, who's coming to his cell? Oh, no one at all.
No one, because he's got no one. Yeah, I think that is the end of Dean now, isn't it?
Yeah.
So sort of in review of Dean, do you sort of, what did you think of his return in general?
I think it served its purpose, and I didn't mind it. To be fair, I think.
Neither did I. Yeah, I think I have.
No, I
I think I've
think.
actually quite enjoyed it. I feel like now that because I the talk of the grapevine is that Matt D'Angelo wasn't thrilled with the idea of Dean becoming a rapist when that first happened. Okay, because Dean used to be all right. You know, he wasn't sort of
No, I often think that.
As evil as he turned into. So he apparently wasn't that thrilled at the time when it was announced that when the story took him in this direction. But I think now that he's sort of got his head around that, he plays a really, really, really good villain. You know,
I
like
agree,
Dean's very sinister, Dean's very sort of manipulative, and Dean's makes you want to punch him, which is all the kind of hallmarks of a classic villain, isn't he? So do you think we'll ever see him again?
Yes, because the sixth storyline can't
Doesn't
just
feel
be
quite
that's
complete,
it.
does it?
It can't just be, oh, we framed Dean and he's going to go down for it. It can't just be that simple, surely,
So
the ending
my
of it all.
question then is, if because I agree with you, I feel like the six isn't done yet. So
Excuse
my
me.
question to you now is, because at the moment, as far as Wofford Police are concerned, they've got the person that did it, or have they? You know, is there still a court
Well,
case to come? Is there still
the
some
only.
evidence that could be unearthed, or?
Do you know what? The only thing I've just thought who could possibly go and visit him would be Bernie. And would she end up believing him? And then would that be a bit of a
Interesting. I
storyline
was trying to
of.
work out because Bernie returned at the end of this, right at the end of this week, and I was actually trying to work out, did Dean get arrested before she went away? So is she aware that Dean's been arrested for the murder? I couldn't quite remember that or not, because it all happened quite quickly in the
She
same
will be
week, so I
aware
wasn't.
because it's Albert Square and everyone's got social media, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's
But
true.
whether it happened before she went away,
I can't
I
quite
don't know.
remember, to be honest with
I
you.
can't quite remember either.
But
No,
I agree with
anyway.
you. Or someone,
She could be someone that, because she
or
could go
Karen might
visit
go and see
him.
him.
Well, spoiler
Because
alert.
I don't think, yeah. Spoiler, siren. We do know that Karen is making another little return
Why did she
soon.
leave? Is she even gone?
What's the
Is she
point?
even
What's the point in
gone?
her going? Just bring her back. What's the point? Just bring her back.
She got Julia's theme. She's
She's
been back
clearly got a
twice. She's
purpose.
going to be
She's
back
clearly.
twice.
That's very final with you, isn't it? As soon as those piano music play, you never want to see these people again.
Well, yeah,
That's like handing it. It's like
at
hand. If you
least
get the
for a
Julius
year. Come
theme,
on.
if you get the Julius theme, that's like handing
In
your
a
keys
vehicle as
over
well.
to
I'm
the
sorry.
landlord that you rent the
She was
house from,
in
and saying then just coming back to the house every now and again, isn't it? It's
a.
exactly the same.
Come on. Yeah, but this often, like, when did she leave? Just before Christmas? That'll be
It's
twice that
before
she's been
Christmas, yeah.
back in 6 months. Anyway,
Yeah.
Julia's thing clearly means nothing these days.
Does Julius thing mean nothing these days? I mean, yeah, but I understand why. Like, it's felt insane that like she hasn't been back since Keanu died. Do you know what I mean? Like, this seems like a mad time to get rid of
I
her. I
do.
understand it if they thought like the tailors, let's trim them down a bit. Okay, the tailors for whatever reason we need to trim down. But if you're gonna kill off her son and then sort of expect her to stay in Spain whilst all that drama's kicking off, that doesn't feel real. So I get why she keeps kind of coming back. That makes sense to me,
But then
but.
she also, the reason she's gone to Spain is to avoid Phil, and then she keeps coming back to the square. So why
Yeah.
have you even bothered? Why have
Well,
you even bothered running if you're going to keep coming back?
she doesn't need to avoid Phil anymore. And I wonder if we're, I mean, is that the end of Mitch? Are we not going to see Mitch again? Is he not going to show his face during any of this? I doubt it, to be
No,
honest.
I don't like it, does
No,
it?
no.
I don't know. Maybe there's a reason for Karen to keep. Maybe this will be her, just these guest appearances whilst Bernie is still on the square or something. I don't know. But yeah. Is she going to go visit Dean then? No,
I
because
wonder.
otherwise she'd be permanent, surely.
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like you're right. There is more to come. But then, because then otherwise, how do the six get back into trouble from this point? Because at the moment, they seem to have managed to sort of put most of it to bed. There's still the odd little thread here and there that they still need to sort of finish off. But the main
Well,
bulk of
hang on.
it, they've still got Nish to deal with as well, of course.
Exactly. Where's
Yeah.
Nish?
Well, I know
We haven't
that
seen him.
we haven't seen him for a while since he got chucked out. I think he's
Ooh,
back in the coming weeks.
him and
Yeah,
Dean. Maybe
maybe.
Nish is going to go visit Dean
Yeah,
and
maybe,
they'll
maybe.
concoct a plan and he's going to be like, you didn't do it, did you? And he's going to be like, no. And he's going to be like, yeah,
Yeah.
one of women did it. Shall we get him? Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, because I feel like, see, the thing that kind of frustrated me was a couple of weeks ago when we were off. One, what happened that week was the policeman actually turning around to Dean and saying, "Linda Carter, she said that she saw you pushing a bus." And it's like, well, we know the police wouldn't be able to get away with doing that. That's the whole point of a witness statement, is that that's supposed to be confidential. So I sort of feel like Dean had to know who did it for a reason. Now, there's one or two reasons why that is. Number one, because that needs to help the plot further along the line that Dean knows that Linda was the one that said it. Or B, the satisfaction that we get knowing that Dean knows that Linda's won. If that makes sense, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's one of those two situations as to why they did that. So,
yeah, I think it's probably the first, though.
Yeah.
Watch this space.
Let us know in the comment section below where you think this is going. Is that the end of Dean? I have to say, you know, I know some people weren't thrilled with Dean returning and the reason that he was back and everything. I've quite enjoyed Dean since I've enjoyed this stint of Dean, to be honest. It's been entertaining, and the Jade stuff, I really enjoyed Jade. I really want to see Jade again, because bring her back for sure, because she was great. Really enjoyed
also,
Jade.
Also, sorry, before we wrap this up, Ian and Cindy might go visit him, seeing as I've got a business with him as well. Maybe that'll be
Can
another
you just sign this? Cheers.
Yeah.
So that's true.
That feels well.
Eels. That's under new management from here on in, isn't it?
Definitely.
Cindy's in the money. Take George off, and they can go and start their affair any minute now. Right, ladies and gents, let's move on to briefly talking about Yolandi. Okay, just before we reach the big story of the week, we'll briefly talk about Yolandi, sort of like the aftermath from the events of last week, and basically her and Patrick. This is kind of where we thought it was going to go with her and Patrick. I think that she's sort of scared of being touched, basically. She doesn't want to be close to Patrick. Do you feel like there's a side of her that sort of feels like she's cheated on Patrick in some way?
Oh, I've not thought that, no.
You know what I mean
when
I say that?
Possibly, no,
she
I know
feels
what you're
like,
saying, yeah,
because another
definitely,
man
I
has,
can see that.
Because another man has done something intimate to her, she feels like she's kind of cheated
yeah,
on
no,
him
I
in some
can
way.
See that. Or maybe there's maybe a concern, because I feel like she kind of does want to tell Patrick, but maybe that is a concern for her, that he'll see it as that, maybe, and
I feel like she wants to try and pretend that it didn't happen. Obviously, she cannot pretend
the
that it
tables
didn't
have
happen.
Turned
It's
here,
so
haven't
weird,
they?
isn't it?
With
It's
us
so
two.
weird, isn't it? I feel like she doesn't want to. I feel like she's trying being the operative word, and trying doing a Herculean amount of heavy lifting here to pretend that it didn't happen. And she just can't. And her only response to that is to sort of try and keep Patrick away from her while she tries and basically digests what's happened to her and tries to work out how she kind of, like, the new normal of her life begins, essentially. Now, obviously, the only person that really knows what went on is Elaine. And Elaine, I think, is very aware of sort of like the relationship problems that are starting to develop between Patrick and Yolandi. And obviously, she knows why it's happening. There was a moment this week, at the start of the week, because Clayton was in the pub when the marathon thing was happening. And there was a side of me. Now, he was with his wife, okay, so I can sort of get why he was allowed in, but there was a side of me that I would have quite liked a scene between Elaine and him, where he walks in and she has to sort of either, like, something, do you know what I mean? Like, something where Elaine kind of gives him some indication of, like, got your number, I'm watching you, you know what I mean? Or something
I
like
think
that.
that she's being quite cautious, though, of keeping it incredibly confidential to Yolandi, so that she wouldn't even hint it at him. Although we saw him, he randomly bought Stacey a drink to get some info about Dean and Jade. And Elaine were watching at that point as well, I noticed.
I feel like that moment was more about Elaine than it was about anything between Stacey and the pastor. I feel like that was more Elaine sort of like, oh my God, is he doing it? Like, it just sort of, just
she
to make
was
us,
watching him like a hawk,
yeah,
kind of
just to
thing.
sort of remind us of Elaine's position in the situation, you know? I think that was more what that was about, but we'll wait and see. Because also I feel like that isn't the best place for Stacey to be at the moment, seeing as though we've not that far out of the Theo situation, you know? I feel like that's
Definitely,
a bit too soon after that.
I just wondered, are we supposed to be thinking, not necessarily Stacey, but that he's looking for his next victim? Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Watch
Because
this space
why is he
with,
buying her a
watch,
drink? Why would you
watch
just
this
randomly
space.
buy her a drink? But
Watch this space with Chelsea. I would advise.
So we've seen Levi again, haven't we? As
Yes.
well. So is she going to somehow?
Watch this space with Chelsea, I would say. Right. I feel like we're going to have more to that later. I did feel for Patrick, though. Bless him. Because he's got no idea why she's suddenly all cold with him. It's just this is going to be a long runner. And
you reckon? And now I'm thinking she's going to tell him sooner than I thought.
At any moment now. Yeah. It's fine. I mean, I like that. You know, we've kind of don't know where it's going to go. I feel like sort of the blueprint for a storyline like this is kind of what we've had so far, where she's sort of very sort of inward and secluded. I just feel like Elaine's going to be a bigger part of this that we're still to come. And I do like that it's Elaine. So, yeah, we'll have to just wait and see how it goes. But that was that this week. Right. Biggest story of the week, ladies and gentlemen, is Whitney and Zach and Lauren. Okay, on to the final storyline of the week now. And this is Whitney and Brittany and Zach and Lauren. And the diagnosis of, I mean, you can always rely on the soaps to throw a obscure sort of ailment at you. I had never heard of Usher syndrome, had you?
Never heard of it in my life.
Neither had I. So according to Google, Usher syndrome is an inherited problem that includes hearing loss, vision loss, and balance problems. It's passed on from unaffected parents to their children. If both parents are carriers for a harmful change to the same gene, they have a 1 in 4 chance of having a child with Usher syndrome with each pregnancy. So like I say, never heard of this before. Interesting. And this kind of looks like this is going to be something that is now going to affect Brittany for the rest of her life, which... arguably would be interesting if I thought that Brittany was a character that was going to be hanging around for the foreseeable.
Well, yeah, it doesn't. I'll be surprised if she does stick around when we know Whitney's leaving. Why would
she
stay
feel
around?
Like, because Zach's not going to keep going for sure.
Is that why they brought it in then? Because Whitney's now going to feel compelled to stick with her. And I mean, she said, didn't she, quite clearly this week, and I'm jumping ahead a little bit here, but she said, don't make me pick between you because I'll pick her.
Which is crazy that she said that, really,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I agree.
Like, is that where she's at now? I've seen a lot of people saying that Whitney was acting very out of character this week, and I don't agree. I feel like this
we
don't agree with anything this week, do we? I feel like this was in character for Whitney. I feel like she's still hurting a lot from Peach, and she saw a kid that she sees a lot of in herself in Brittany. And the two combined together have resulted in her charging into this like an over-emotional bull in a china shop. And this is where we're at the minute. I feel like this isn't beyond the realms of possibility for Whitney at any point.
I don't feel it's beyond the realms of possibility, but for her to say that she'd pick Zach over Brittany was a bit... I don't know. I feel like she's got very... Like you say, like she's over... Well, she's emotionally invested. Then again, I don't know, because she... It is a vocation for her, fostering, isn't it? She was wanting to do it. Then she got pregnant. That don't mean that she's never going to want to foster again.
Yeah.
I just think the timing of it, and I'll be honest, she isn't putting her pregnancy first
right now
and her unborn child.
Which...
That bit's out of character. Why would she not? But then a part of me still thinks that she's a little bit in denial about even being pregnant.
Yeah, see, now I still think that isn't out of character because... we know how kind of traumatized by the idea of becoming pregnant again that she was. So I feel like she's almost too scared to address. And I think she's too scared to become too emotionally attached to her pregnancy in case something terrible happens.
Hence
why she's missing out on scans and all that kind of thing. Because if anybody should be going to scans at the moment, it's Whitney, you know, because they need to be keeping an eye on it and making sure that everything's okay. However, I feel like she is just becoming so she's putting all of her grief into Brittany, basically, which isn't good for Brittany in the long term at all.
I actually did feel really sorry for Zach. I mean, up until end of week.
But that was in character for Zach as well. Let's be fair.
Given the situation, I think it was in character.
Yeah, 100%. We'll talk about that in a minute. So I'm trying to work out where this leaves Whitney at the moment, because I feel like this is going to be sort of... Zach and Lauren are going to be the catalyst for why Whitney leaves ultimately. Or at the very least, this is the reason why Zach and Whitney will not be a thing, and so that it separates them enough for Whitney to go off. But
the secret's out about Brittany. Obviously, Brittany was the one who divulged that to Zach. I'd have called him Jack then, to Zach. I think how's that going to go? Is Whitney going to get into trouble? Are they going to find out that she bought Brittany? Or are they going to play it as, a mum were in a bad way, she came to stay with a friend, I just so happen to be a foster parent, she's been staying with me while she's been going through a tough time, I'd like to make it a more permanent arrangement and foster her properly, and then Whitney's going to go off into the sunset with Brittany and her baby and foster her officially? Or is Whitney going to get into a lot of trouble for what she's done? Is she going to get found out?
The other alternative is, did you sense...
Ooh, there's another one.
Well, I did wonder. We saw Keely again this week. And Did you get the sense that there was a layer of guilt to Keely about how bad she is at this?
Well, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So do you think there's a chance that she might decide, I'm ready to put myself back on the rails because I want to be a proper mother to Brittany? And Whitney's forced to say goodbye to her. And then
I think in that scenario, though, that, I mean, maybe that could happen, but I would still think that Whitney would want to be close by in case Keely went off the rails, so to speak, again. Mm. So maybe that would result in her just going, I'm going to move to Milton Keynes, so you can
moving
be near
with
your mum.
Yeah,
Yeah, possibly.
She moves in with Bianca, who I think we may see again before Britney's...
Spoiler alert.
Yes. What's the point? It means hypothesising something, and you say, "Well, spoiler alert, we've seen that already." I'm like, "Shut up, Ray. I'm trying to act like a note. I'm trying to write
oh,
like a
sorry,
work.
I thought you
trying
were
to work,
actually
I'm
telling
trying to
us.
act like
That's
a
why I
work
said
thing
spoiler
out."
alert. Oh, sorry, I thought you were telling us that you'd seen it.
No, I hadn't seen it. Is she? Why is she? Is she back? Is she?
No.
Nah.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. No. Well, there you go. So I feel like Whitney's exit is soon in that case. Then,
yeah,
and
ish, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like. I wonder if Keely is gonna realize that she's really screwed up here, and she's feeling like Brittany deserves more. And I feel like Keely might try to decide that, you know, do you know what? I want to try and be a mum. I want to try and do this right. And Whitney's gonna kind of be forced to say goodbye to Brittany.
Could be, because were there some relevance in Whitney and Keely having that conversation where Keely were blaming herself for Brittany? It's so confusing with Brittany and Whitney.
Yeah.
Keely was feeling guilty that she'd caused the Usher syndrome while she was pregnant, and Whitney was saying, no, yeah, that was nothing to do with you. Has she maybe been carrying that guilt all these years, and now she's found out that wasn't her fault, she might go, well, then maybe now's the time for me to make up for it.
Maybe.
Maybe that's a thing.
Exactly, yeah. Watch your space there. Of course, meanwhile, Lauren and Zach. I mean, I kind of got it as to why it happened. But I feel like Lauren did a complete and utter 360 on the whole Zach situation.
Do you think Lauren would do that to Whitney?
It depends. I mean, Whitney was pretty harsh
She's
to
pregnant.
Her. It was one of those situations. Yeah,
pregnant.
I know. It was one of those situations where sort of they had to have a very harsh row in order for Lauren to have a motive in order to do what she did. It was one of those sorts of situations where you sort of think, you know, Whitney's screaming at Lauren to go have a drink. And that was basically not giving her a chance to explain herself, and you know, Lauren felt all betrayed and butthurt. Can we briefly talk about Lauren and what she decided, what like her ordering a drink and then she wants to just sit and hold it? That doesn't seem wise to me for an alcoholic. Is that
he
a
doesn't,
thing?
But I understood what she was
Do
saying.
You? I didn't get that at all.
I mean, okay.
That seems like I've quit smoking, so I'm just going to light a cigarette and hold it.
I was trying
it.
To think of it.
You know,
yeah,
that doesn't
think
seem
another
that doesn't
analogy
seem
for
sensible
it.
at all.
Yeah, but I can kind of, I do. I understood it. She's saying it's showing how strong I am that I can hold a drink and not drink it.
But why do you need to do that? Surely,
I mean, to be fair, like Zach said, that's an expensive thing to do, isn't it?
Why
Especially
not
in London.
If you can hold a drink without drinking it, fantastic. But then why
just
not
look at
just
one.
not why not
Don't
just
buy
not
it. Just
order
have
a
a look.
drink? Yeah, why don't just not order a drink? Is that surely not a less expensive way of doing
it? Was
that?
To give us a moment between her and Zach. Let's be honest, it was to give us all of that conversation, weren't it? To show that they get each other.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, so yeah, by the end of the week, we have a final closing shot of the week is Lauren and Zach. Snogging against a wall down an alleyway, their chips discarded, and sort of the removal of Zach's jacket, which implies they're going to do it right there and then in that alleyway, like the classy wall.
Oh, I didn't
wall.
Spot that bit. Of course, you did.
Zach,
I didn't.
It was in silhouette, Rui, all right? I didn't get anything out of it. It was just in silhouette. But Zach removed his jacket, which implies that, like the classic wall Fordians they are, they're going to go right at it in that alleyway.
Well, where else can they go if they don't want
to
get caught,
Where else can
to be
they
fair?
Go? So, yeah, I mean, we kind of did question this last week. Zach and Lauren is out the future, and it sort of feels like this is the future. Zach and Lauren are now going to be a thing moving forward.
I thought they were going to be the future, but I thought it was going to be after
not
Whitney
yet.
Had left.
Yeah, not
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, I thought once Whitney's left, then they'll just put those two together and that'll tie things up quite nicely. No,
yes.
Let's do it now. So, like you say, this is all just leading
Whitney
to
gets
her.
One last little bit of heartbreak before she goes. That poor girl. She deserves better in life. She honestly does.
I just, I just don't believe that Lauren would go there when she knows her supposed best mate is pregnant. It's like, it's so harsh over this, really.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Sorry,
it's
I had
tricky.
Something in my head and it's completely gone.
It's tricky. So, yeah, but I guess this is all to facilitate Whitney's exit. I get it, you know what I mean? Because the thing is, when you're trying to get rid of a character like Whitney, who is so ingrained in the show, I feel like sometimes you have to sort of do some crazy things in order to remove that character from, from the woodwork of the show.
This is why she's leaving the square.
Yeah,
How could she possibly stay
exactly,
now?
Like some slightly crazy things need to happen in order to facilitate that exit. So it's okay. I get it.
What did you think to Whitney going at, what was the bully's name again?
Oh, I can't remember what the bully
Libby
was
May
called,
or something like that.
Oh yeah, so Lily, yeah, Libby May or something like that. Yeah. I mean, that was channeling when Emma did it to the girl that was picking on Lexi.
Oh yeah, of course.
I was disappointed that Whitney didn't get her talons out. I love it when Whitney gets her talons out, brandishes them like a deadly
weapon.
She hasn't
done that for ages, has she?
She hasn't done that for ages. I missed Whitney's talons. Yeah, I got that. Do you know what I mean? I think we'd all like to have had a Whitney in our corner when we were all at school. You know, some older person to go and scare the bully. That'd have been quite
nice.
Well,
yeah, would be.
I mean, honestly, I've said this before and I said it again, and I sound like such an old man when I say this, but kids are evil, aren't they? They really
are.
Now I'm so glad that I'm not at school now when, you know, social media and filming things is a thing. Like, it's like it's 10 times harder to be a kid now.
It were awful, weren't it? How she'll be into it is horrible, isn't it? And calling her a povo and all of that. And and then
kids are
uploading
horrible.
It on.
You hear that, kids? You're horrible. You're all horrible. So,
but Lex has made friends with Britney as well. I don't know. Part of me is wondering if Britney here to stay. They're doing quite a lot with Britney.
That was
considering
nice.
She's potentially not going to be here for too long.
I liked Lexi and Britney together. That was nice. I enjoyed that. Nice little friendship there. Lexi actually really, even though Britney was a stroppy cow and tried to be like, Lexi was trying to be as nice as possible. Like, I don't need babysitting here. Why would I talk to you? Go away. And Lexi is being very patient and sort of like, no, come on, I'll look after you at school. It's all good. So, you know, I'll defend you. So yeah, that was nice. That was a nice moment for Lexi. I mean, the future of this next week, let's predict it, is that's going to feel all guilty. Is he going to tell Whitney straight away? How long is this going to be? I mean, but like, how long has he got before this comes out? It's not going to be that long, surely. Or is Lauren going to tell? Or is Lauren going to tell Whitney? Or is someone's got to tell Whitney? Because
I
also, Whitney doesn't know that Zach tried to. Mind you, I think this kind of eclipses. At least you don't have to worry about that kiss now, Zach.
Oh, Penny.
That's been removed.
Penny could.
Yes, maybe Penny.
Because Penny was present with Sonia when they were telling Brittany about the Usher syndrome. So that shows that Penny's actually got a little bit closer to the situation as well. So maybe she might spill the beans on what happened with all that. Another mention, Sonia and Reese.
Yes, like I say, they were. Like
and
we
where
said
that's
at the start.
Go, yeah.
Yes, do you have thoughts on that?
I have seen this little nasty side to Reese this week.
What nasty
people are
side?
Seeing. Exactly, I knew you wouldn't see it.
What nasty side?
Oh, now I need to back it up with the actual comments.
I want references. I want evidence.
There were a couple of little things he said that to me implied a bit of control over Sonia, if I'm honest.
I don't believe that at all. I'm sorry, I really don't believe that
Rob,
at all.
Rob, you know I've been Team Reese and you know I love Reese.
Yeah,
but
I know.
I've seen
and
it
I
this week.
No, that
there were
is
another
him
comment
being
like he spoke on behalf of him and Sonia, and I was like, she can talk for herself, you know, she stood right there.
Come on. No, I don't believe that at all. I'm sorry, this is
you
him
mark
being...
my words. You mark my words.
You said this
now.
About George.
Yeah, well, that could still happen, Rob. Maybe, do you know what? Had I not seen people saying this online, I probably wouldn't have thought anything of it. But I did notice it and I wondered, oh, is he going to get a bit controlling over Sonia while she's pregnant?
So. I think that Reese
and be a bit overprotective of her, perhaps.
I think there's a difference between being overprotective and controlling.
Yeah,
because arguably Whitney
okay.
was being arguably Whitney was being overprotective of Britney this week, but she wasn't controlling her.
Well, in that case, then I saw some very little snippets of control.
What I would say, I don't agree, because what I would say is but what I would say is that what we know of Reese is that he is very sort like he is. I mean. He's like Sheldon in a soap opera, isn't he? Essentially,
yeah.
And
Yeah.
that's the element of race, I think, is being explained, is being explored there. You know, that sort of
But
like I've got an idea of.
Sheldon wouldn't steal his wife's money while she were in a coma,
No,
Rob,
she
would he?
wouldn't. She wouldn't do that. No, that's quite right. He wouldn't do that. But I don't agree that he's a controlling. Like, I feel like there
Well,
is.
I'm going to keep an eye out for it because
You do
maybe I
that
was
then.
overanalyzing it
You
because
do
of what's
that.
been said.
You
I
do
will
that.
take that, but I did see that. Yeah, I saw some little glimpses there. We'll
All
see.
right. I don't agree, but we'll wait and see how that plays out. Gold stars this week, Ray. What do you reckon?
You go first.
I'm going to give mine to Jade, I think.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to give mine to.
You fill this dead air. What we got? What we
Yeah, I'm
got?
trying to
La la,
think.
I'll sing a song, I'll do a dance while
Do you know what? I'm
go
going
on.
to give it to Honey for completing the marathon.
To be fair, I should have done that with Jay, really, but never mind. But well done, yes. So, Honey and
And
Jade,
Jade.
our gold stars this week. Go on,
Yeah.
cool,
I
marvelous.
was just going to say, and also. Also, because I enjoyed Honey quizzing Nadine on all the pregnancy
Okay.
stuff, and I think that could be a good thing to move forward if we
Marvelous.
carry
All
on
right
in
then.
that. Yes.
Cool. Right then, let's final section of the podcast, ladies and gents, is comments from you guys. A little bit of news before we get to the comments. We had a little bit of an announcement. We've got another celebrity cameo on the way, ladies and gentlemen. And this time it is Ollie Alexander. Who the residents of Albert Square are in for a treat this spring as multi-award-winning singer and actor Ollie Alexander arrives in Walford for a surprise visit. Having been rehearsing nearby, Ollie makes a pit stop at the Queen Victoria to reconnect with old friend Johnny Carter and is given a hero's welcome by Walford well-wishers ahead of his impending performance at the Eurovision Song Contest. A few people are very excited about this. I mean, it's nice. I know Ollie can act, by the way, because I watched him in It's a Sin, which was one of the best dramas I've ever seen, and he was phenomenal in that. So he can
Okay.
definitely act, okay? That's not this isn't like when we had Harry Redknapp come for a visit. We were sort of like, is he going to be able to do this? So, you know, he can act. I mean, I won't lie to you, I'm not a fan of these celebrity cameos. I don't really it's not something that excites me. I get it because Eurovision is coming up and they're promoting that. I get it, I get it, I get it, I get it. It's fine. I do think it's a bit daft that he's friends with Johnny because, of course, he is. Because now they haven't got
Yeah, that
Rocky
is a
there.
bit.
Because now they haven't got Rocky there to
Yeah.
like, which was by the skin of their teeth working for these celebrity cameos.
It made it a bit more believable with Rocky because of his
Yeah.
character, but it would have probably made more sense to just have him accidentally happen upon the Queen Vic rather than him know Johnny, because like it is London.
Or just having. I mean, I don't mind celebrities coming in and acting an actual character. You know, like remember Ian McKellen doing Coronation Street years ago and playing
Yeah.
like an actual character. Like that, I feel like if they're going to have these big celebrities in, they should do that rather than having them come in and play themselves. You know, that's just me. Yeah, that's just me. I'm sure it'll be good. I'm sure it'll be lovely. And it's probably just to basically just make sure that Eurovision, everyone knows about Eurovision and when that is and the fact that that's happening. But I don't know about him being mates with Johnny. So that's a
Yeah,
bit me.
I'm not for these celeb cameos either, but hey,
Hey ho.
I'm not appalled by it, so whatever, it
No,
is what it
it
is,
is
isn't
what it
it?
is. It is what it is. There we are then. Comment three. What we got?
I've got one from our Instagram page from Amanda Roberts who says, glad Jade knew she was doing the right thing by going off to be with her mum. Jean was great in that scene too. Crying laughing emoji. Yeah, we didn't talk about Jean in that scene. She
No,
was really good, weren't she,
she was.
actually?
I love Jean. And this is a shame because I was quite enjoying Jade and Jean together and it was giving Harvey something to do as well because Harvey's sort of like
That's
struggling
true,
around for something
yeah.
to do at the minute. So I'd quite like I want to see Jade again, basically. I
Yeah.
think that Jade
It
should
was a
return.
bit, it, I felt it were a bit devil and angel on Jade's shoulder, that scene, with Jean and
Yes.
Dean. Jean
Yeah,
and
yeah,
Dean,
yeah.
yeah.
Yeah,
So
yeah,
yeah, I enjoyed that scene with Jean.
yeah. It was
Oh
a
my
good
God,
scene.
so many rhyming words.
So
Scene
many
with
rhyming
Jean and
words.
Dean.
Yeah, no, I did it. I agree. I really enjoyed that, and I just thought Elizabeth Green was great.
Yeah.
I didn't expect to like Jade as much as I did. I don't think I thought she just came in for the storyline,
I
but
agree.
it then just one of those sort of unfortunate moments where it's like, oh no, wait, I really like you. You can stay, please stay.
And I kept having these moments watching Jade where I'm like, oh, your mother's daughter, aren't you? Like I could see Shabnam in her as well.
If they bring Shabnam back, I'm going to lose my mind.
And Zainab,
say.
while you're
And
at it, just
Zainab.
bring them all back.
Bring them
Call
all
the
back. Bring
Masoods
the Masoods, please. Elizabeth Brown, talking about the marathon episode, says, really enjoyed that episode. Thank you for your hard work and detail intermingling the run with EastEnders' group. Beautiful scenery. Well done all. Yeah, I mean, do you know what? I cannot imagine the logistics that were involved in making that happen. And also, what you would also, you could also say that the scenes with the London Marathon are, is the scenes with the most ever people in it in a British drama slash soap, I expect.
Oh, yeah, surely, yeah. That's, yeah, definitely.
I'm telling you now, if I had been there, that would have got on my CV. 100%. I appeared in EastEnders. Yeah. I was in EastEnders. Yeah, I've worked extensively with Steve McFadden in EastEnders. 100%. Because, you know the film Johnny English? Right, another
yes.
Rowan Atkinson film. There is a scene in that where they feature some scenes from the Queen's Golden Jubilee, and I was there for that, and which means that I was one of those yellow people that were running through the streets. There was some sort of drama school thing going on. Some of us were sent to be the yellow people, years and years ago. And
when I knew you,
no, years and years and years
oh,
ago.
Okay.
And basically they. Filmed
Used
some.
the clips.
They used that. They used clips from that to talk about like this fake coronation that was going on in the actual film. So really, I have worked with Rowan Atkinson.
Well, yeah, actually, you have.
I'm a film star. I'm a film star. So frankly, this podcast is lucky to have me because I don't have time to do this a lot of the time. You know,
Well,
all these
thank you,
movies that I'm
Rob. We're
appearing
all
in,
ever so
all
grateful.
these films that I'm appearing in. Oh dear! And final comment of the week, Ree.
From Kay McCloud, who says, the current version of Phil Mitchell is downright lovable. I hope he can maintain it.
Yeah, agreed. I think we've been a big fan of Phil recently, haven't we?
Yeah.
Some nice scenes with Billy this week. I just like Phil at the moment. He's really grounded at the moment. This has been a good era for Phil. I've been intrigued.
What's
I mean,
his
I'd
next
like.
Big storyline, then?
Well, I
What's
was just about
got
to say,
coming up?
it'd be interesting to sort of see if he can, if he's got any more sort of massive storylines left in him. I don't think we are. I think we might be done with the sort of big old kind of heist gangstery type storylines that Phil was always known for, but you never know, he might have one more left in him. Who
He's
knows?
got the Albie and Sharon stuff maybe coming.
Yeah, he's now
Sharon's
living with.
single now.
Yes, I bet. Yeah, I mean, let's be honest, Phil and Sharon are surely back together soon, aren't they? Any
Yeah,
minute
but I
now.
kind of want to see. I'd rather see him back with Kat, which I never thought I'd be saying.
I know, mad, isn't it? Because Kat needs something to do
Yeah.
now. So, but then Alfie's still around. Much to come. If you would like to get in touch with us, you could do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen and review us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20After Dark.
Oh, that was a nice little insert there. Yeah, review us on Apple. That's a thing you can do. Review us on Apple Podcasts.
Then.
I didn't know. It was good. So thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. We should be back same time next week, and we will see you then. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
Goodbye. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.